would you rather? You have the choice of both, okay? Which one would you rather have for this year on the Cowboys?
I love options, man. I love options.
Jamal Adams or Jadeveon Clowney? Now, I think in a perfect world, it'd be both. I'd like to have both. But who would you rather have? I think both can give you a lot of impact. And
if I'm walking through the football grocery store, I'm grabbing Jamal.
What am I choosing?
And then I'm grabbing Jadeveon, and I'm taking them to the cash register, and I'm purchasing them both.
I would love them both, but what if the cash register's saying, sorry, sir, you can't have one. You can only keep one.
It's a free country.
Nope.
Let me buy it.
Your card's
declined. Or is it like the meat situation right now at the grocery stores where they're like, hey, you only have so much.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't have all this talent.
When In-N-Out first opened, and they're telling you can't order more than four burgers a car or something. All right, I'm sorry, sir. You can only pick one.
How is it possible to go to a place and order less than four burgers?
I know. Trust me, I was upset. Which one would you rather have? 877-881-1053 on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, because we have this story out from Pro Football Network's own Mr. Tony Pauline. Now, if that name sounds familiar, he's been in the Cowboys news a lot.
I thought it was Tony Walnut.
Well, Tony Walnuts is exactly what Fish likes to call
Walnuts,
him. But his name's Tony Pauline. I'm not going to be rude to him. He is a friend of the show. We've had him on before. Yeah, and it was a one-time thing. It wasn't the greatest of visits. Not that he was rude. We like Tony. He just, I don't know. The way that he said Tua's last name just put me off.
Yeah, Tagovailoa.
It was just weird and off-putting. So he wrote this. Quote, I was told the two teams on top of Clowney's list as far as where he would like to end up are the Cowboys and the Saints. He would definitely help both of those teams. Both of them are a little bit cash-strapped. The Saints shave less than $9 million under the cap. The Cowboys are about $11.2 million below the cap. So I don't think either of that is going to be enough to bring Clowney in. They would have to do some significant maneuvering of the salary cap in order to bring him in for a year if, in fact, those teams want him. I don't know that they want him. I know that Clowney would like that, and he wouldn't mind ending up with either the Cowboys or the Saints from what I've been told. And, you know, toloing like I do as I was driving in listening to the G-Bag Nation, I thought Jeff had a good point. If you're Mr. Clowney, and right now nobody's offering you this kind of lucrative multi-year deal that you're wanting, going to the Cowboys would make a lot of sense. You've said you want to go to a contender, and you're also looking to kind of build your brand in a sense and make yourself a little more high profile. Maybe you come out, you have a flashy year.
Just to get that national perspective, because there is something too when somebody on ESPN on a Monday night football game or a Thursday night football game, when it's the only game on and the Cowboys have five of those, which is league leading,
exactly.
You're going to get the country's eyeballs on you. And if you show up in a big way, then the narrative is like, that guy's a beast.
That guy's really good.
Yeah.
So, you know, coming to the Cowboys would make a lot of sense for Clowney. Even the Saints. I mean, the Saints are a team that also gets their fair share of, you know, the primetime slot on Sunday on Fox, or they don't have as many primetime games as the Cowboys do, but I think both of those teams would be good. The Cowboys, though, ideal. So, if you have your choice, Adams, who obviously there's different things here, because I think Adams would be a long-term play. Clowney might just be for that one-year rental. So I'm just talking about it for 2020. Which player do you think would make the greater impact on the Cowboys roster? Because initially when I was kind of kicking this back and forth in my own head, I thought, you know, look at the teams that win Super Bowls and championships. I think the defensive line, and I've always had that old school mentality, you win games in the trenches. You want to make your offensive and defensive lines as good as they possibly can be. And while I'm more bullish on Alden Smith than a lot of people are, I think Alden Smith's going to have an 8-sack season and could even surpass that if he gets... I'm being kind of a little bit reserved on how good I think Alden Smith could be in my mind. But still, you feel better about a proven commodity in Jadeveon Clowney, who can play that right end slot, and then that left end spot is covered by DeMarcus Lawrence. So all in all, your front four is looking exceptional with the addition of Jadeveon Clowney. And teams that have won championships, the Eagles, right? They had a great rotation along that defensive line. The Giants won Super Bowls because they had a great rotation along that defensive line last year. Big reason the 49ers were so successful. They got pressure with their front four. And I think the Cowboys would have one of the game's elite defensive fronts if they added Jadeveon Clowney. And to Fish's point, you know, maybe he's not worth the $20 million a year that he's asking for. I'm not going to disagree with that. But just because the guy had three sacks last year and he's never eclipsed more than 9.5 in his career, the dude is still averaging 15 to 20 quarterback hits a season. He's still one of the best run defensive ends in football, and he's still going to push the pocket for you. So while I understand sack numbers, we all kind of get crazy and think, oh my goodness, double-digit sacks. Yes, we want those.
And he pressures the quarterback a lot as well.
He's impacting the game in more ways than just getting sacks. And you have that compared with DeMarcus Lawrence, and what was a massive weakness for the Cowboys was their run defense. All of a sudden, you add Jadeveon Clowney, that's a strength for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have two of the better edge setters in the league, and the gap between Clowney and Robert Quinn when it comes to run stopping and setting the edge is a huge gap, and it's in favor of Clowney.
It's not even comparable how in favor it is for Clowney.
So let's go to the Autoflex Leasing Fantex, see what the Bleeders and the Tolos think. 877-881-1053. I'll run through some of these here. 214 says, Cowboys should be all over Clowney. They need to make him an offer and see if he will take it. Sacks are good, but just his presence on the field would make a major impact. So I think that guy agrees with you plenty. 214
right there.
Another 214. It's time to load up with either Jamal or Clowney, or both. Make a run at both of them. 940 notes that you can't just go grabbing men in a grocery store. I think that's actually a really good pro tip, really just for all of us. I think that's a good reminder.
No, I'm going to have to definitely put that in the memory bank.
Let's go. 214. Go get either one, man, because we've been losing for way too long, and we need to get some superstars. 817. Do you think Brett Favre has a secret with the pork chops?
What's your secret with the pork chops?
I don't know where that's coming from.
Brett, can we ask him? Is he on the phone? Yes, zero. Do we have Brett?
That's a great question, though.
Mama gave me 8 of them pork chops. I said, Mama, take away 5 of them pork chops. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
You know, I would usually anticipate a little bit more high energy out of that, but I respect you for bringing it to
the
table.
That wasn't me. That was Brett. With the pork chops.
Okay, we continue here. 214, Jamal Adams all day. 682, Jamal, no question. 972, Jamal Adams. He obviously wants to be a Cowboy and is even willing to not have an increased price tag, which I guess he's meaning he does. If you trade for Jamal, he's made the Cowboys one of those teams where if you traded for him, you wouldn't have to give him his new long-term deal right away, which is what he wants.
And I think if we're looking big picture here, you know, in the longevity, if you made the move for Adams, that's a long-term play. Clowney might just be a one-year deal. That's why I'm saying just for 2020, who would you rather have? And now the people that are texting in Jamal Adams, I know I made a case for Clowney there, but I think it's because we've talked a lot about how much we both love Adams.
Yeah,
and we've
yeah.
broken down just how the narrative of him being a box safety, which Big E, I know you've been tweeting about, brother, that's wrong. Jamal Adams isn't a box safety. Jamal Adams is also one of the better coverage safeties in football. And the notion of him just being a guy who's good at blitzing and stopping the run is false. It's just not true. He's one of the better coverage safeties against tight ends in the NFL. And when he's off the field, the big play percentage that the Jets are giving up is enormous compared to when he's on the field. So the dude can cover. The fact that he's been built into this narrative that all he can do is play in a box is just false. And to compare him to a Roy Williams type is blasphemous.
Yeah, and you're just not, especially in today's day and age, you're not getting box-only safeties drafted in the top 10, let alone the first round.
Safeties drafted in the top 10 unless you're special.
Let alone the first round. Sure. I mean, so there he is certainly more than that. There's no question. I think he helps you in a lot of ways.
And I do think the secondary I'm way more nervous about right now than the front seven. And you got reasons to be
worried about both.
Worried about both.
But the secondary.
Health is a big reason. But the secondary right now, would Jamal Adams in turn maybe have the greater impact? It's possible. But in terms of winning games, just the way I'm built when it comes to building a football team, I just want to be able to make my line of scrimmage as dominant as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
So Clowney for me would help in that area. But maybe Jamal Adams in the greater scheme of things would be the bigger impact in the long run.
Yeah, yeah. Jamal Adams, the reason why I like him, and I think you either one of these guys bring a certain level of versatility to where a defensive coordinator like Mike Nolan can really have a field day with him. But what Jamal Adams is able to do in coverage, he can play at all three levels. On any given play, the dude could be in the back end covering deep. He could be covering in the middle. He could be playing like a linebacker. He could play in the slot. It could be covering a tight end. He could be in the box as a run defender.
Right.
He could be blitzing. I mean, you remember him? Just go back and watch. Jets and Cowboys game from last year, and it'll make you sick. I know it will, but the dude was making plays all over the field, and so I go back and forth on it a little bit. Autoflex Leasing Fantex 214 says, I'd rather have Clowney. Pass rushers really help your pass defense. 817, Adams by far. D-line is in better shape than the secondary. Plus, Adams is more of a sure bet. 214, and that's the thing. Like, you can't discount what Jamal Adams brings to your team from a mentality standpoint, a leadership standpoint. We played the audio plenty of the beat writer of the Jets who was on with Sean and RJ last week, and the detail that he went into of the impact, not just on the field, but in the locker room, on the practice field, the energy he brings, the work ethic he has. And that is not Jadeveon Clowney. Jadeveon Clowney is the guy
who... In fact, that might be a big reason why he's yet to get the contract that he's looking for.
And the durability.
Sure.
Jamal Adams missed two games his entire career.
Clowney seems like he's got something every year that causes him to miss some games.
So that to me is what puts Jamal over the top. 214 says Lawrence and Clowney with McCoy and Poe. That would be a hell of a defensive line. We know Big E 4-3-2. I don't want Adams. I still think he's good in coverage. 214 Clowney for a 1-year deal could be a version of Charles Haley. 325. You don't have to give up anything else to get Clowney, but you have to give up quite a bit to get Adams. And that's the other thing that in this hypothetical, I don't know if you're really getting into, but the compensation that you're giving up, because for Clowney, he's a free agent. I don't have to trade anything, and I don't have to give up a good player. I don't have to give up premium draft picks. I just got to be willing to front the bill for $10 to $15 million for 1 year. Whereas Jamal Adams, I got to trade maybe a player or a first round pick, or maybe a first and a third, whatever it is.
There's some positives
there. So that
matters
too.
You know, when we're talking, there's positives to both here, because Adams, like we've said, is a long-term solution, right? Clowney is probably a 1 year, unless he just decides, hey, I love it here in Dallas and I want to sign with you guys and you'll take a team-friendly offer, but I just don't think that's in Clowney's makeup. Clowney would be a 1 year deal. He leaves, maybe you can get a comp pick for him in free agency. Adams would be a long-term solution, the best safety you've had since Darren Woodson retired. So, I mean, both are going to serve you in an immensely brilliant way this year in terms of trying to get to where you want to go, which is a championship and improve your team. I love this from the 903, though. The Dallas defense is gasoline. Jamal Adams is the match or lighter. Everyone talks about what Adams is not or can't do. Reality is, he can do everything. You can compare him to Ray Lewis. It's not what he physically does, which, you know, it's Ray Lewis was physically limited at the end. It's how he eliminates everyone around him. And, you know, in terms of on the football field, Jamal Adams is a game wrecker. And that's comparable to what Ray Lewis was.
By the way, 469 has a really good question here. Do you lose a comp pick?
No, that time has passed.
If you sign a free agent like Clowney, and yes, there was
everybody's fair game now.
Yeah, there was a date at some point shortly after the draft where it's like, okay, that no longer is in effect. You can go sign any free agent for any amount of years, any amount of money, and it will not cost you a compensatory pick, which the Cowboys are in line for at least 1/3, maybe 2/3 or 1/3 and 1/4, thanks to losing Robert Quinn and losing Byron Jones. So that's another good nugget there. It will not cost the team a future comp pick. So, yeah, man, I like that. I like that from the 903. Like, Jamal Adams does literally everything.
He does. And I
love the idea that he says there, which is we talk about what Adams can't do, and that is something that we do too often in sports, is focus on what players are unable to do. And I'm a victim of it as well, or I'm a culprit of it as well. When especially in the draft, and we do this with quarterbacks all the time, oh, he can't do this, this, and this. Well, what does he do well? Okay, you don't think Lamar Jackson is the greatest pocket passer, but he's the most athletic and fastest guy on the damn field. Figure out how to use him. And Jamal Adams, he really doesn't have a weakness in his game.
He doesn't. He's special. He's absolutely special from the 2-4 Clowney trying to get paid next year, so he'll be hungry from the 903. Adams makes he a dynasty. Let's go. So either way, I think the Cowboys need to be doing their due diligence and homework on both guys. I'm sure that they are. And with Clowney, I think it's all about the price. It's all about the price. And if he does want to be a Cowboy, bring your asking price down. Maybe we can make it happen.
It's all about the price for both of them. The price of the 1 year deal that you're going to pay for Clowney
for Adams,
and then the price you're going to have to pay the Jets in order to get Jamal Adams. That's the question, and that's why I find both of them to be unlikely.